Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Story Shop. I'm Aunt Sally.
And I'm Princess Tamalpa. You listeners are in for a treat this morning. We're going to hear stories from South America.
Yes, in fact, the first one originated in an area called Nicaragua.
Wasn't Nicaragua named after the great Indian chieftain Nicaroa?
Yes, before the Spanish conquered the area, it was inhabited by several Indian tribes. The Nicaroa tribe was the most powerful.
Well, let's listen to this story about Mr. Frog's dream. Many, many years ago, in a South American country of Nicaragua, there lived a frog. His home was a pond near Lake Managua, and every day he would show off his many talents to the other creatures who lived there. They would watch in awe and call out,
"Have you ever seen a frog who could jump so far? Look, he can jump right over our heads and onto the faraway shore."
"Quack, quack, 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 quack. Yes, he's a fine jumper, all right. But he also can swim faster than any of you."
"It doesn't seem fair that one frog should have so many talents. He even sings more sweetly than the rest of us. No, it just isn't fair."
The handsome young frog was so respected that his friends and relatives always addressed him as Mr. Frog. This made him even more boastful about his achievements, and he began to talk and to talk and to talk. He thought he was the most wonderful frog who had ever lived, and made sure everyone knew it. The other animals began to complain.
"I've heard all I can stand of frogs' boastings. The next time he begins to speak, I'm leaving."
"Quack, quack, 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 quack. Me too. He's a most annoying fellow. Even if he is so talented, most annoying indeed. Quack, 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 quack.
All he does is talk, 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 talk."
But in spite of his friends and neighbors' reaction to his incessant speaking, Frog continued to boast and simply sought out a new audience, the birds who were on their long migratory flights between seasons. They were appreciative of Frog and encouraged his chatter.
"Tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet. Frog is a most unusual fellow and has many interesting things to say."
"Yes, I've never known one who could talk as well as sing, but I think I'd grow tired of him before long if we were to stay here all year round. Do you suppose that's why all the other creatures avoid him?"
"Yes, I think that very well could be."
Before long, the summer ended and all the birds flew south, leaving Mr. Frog alone once again.
"Gee, with the birds gone, I have no one to talk to. Oh, well, it's winter and time for me to go hibernate until spring. It's been a long, hard summer, and I need a good rest. I'll just dive to the bottom of the pond and sink into the mud and sleep and sleep and sleep."
And this is exactly what Mr. Frog did, until one morning he was awakened by the singing of many birds.
"It must be springtime and the long winter over."
He stretched his long legs and then swam to the surface of the pond. The sun warmed his hide and the air smelled of lilacs and daffodils and primroses. It was spring, but Frog didn't respond as he usually would have, and everyone noticed there was something different about him.
"Quack, quack, quack, quack. What's wrong with Frog? He's never this quiet. Look, all he does is sit on his lily pad and think."
"I know. It's not like him at all. I went by him the other day and all he did was nod at me. Not a word came from his mouth. I wonder why he's so silent."
Occasionally, Frog's sticky mouth would dart out and he would snap up a meal of insects, but he didn't really enjoy the food. It was obvious that his mind was on something else.
"I can't forget the dream I had over and over during the winter while I was sleeping. I had ever so many adventures. I flew to strange ponds and faraway lands. It makes all this seem dull. But the strangest thing of all was I could fly. How did I do it? Could it be that I've grown wings? I've always envied the birds, and they've been my best friends.
Alas, Mr. Frog was sad to find that he still had only four legs, so that all he could do was hop and leap, not fly.
Oh, there must be a way for me to fly.
Mr. Frog's friends and relatives surrounded him, hoping they could help him.
Mr. Frog, what's the matter? You look so sad.
You would be, too, if you'd had a dream as wonderful as mine.
Hey, everyone, Mr. Frog had a dream. Come hear it.
Do you see that blue sky up there? Well, I dreamed I was flying up there like a bird. Wait, that's it. Now I know how I can fly just like I did in the dream. Yes, I can do it.
You can fly? But how, Mr. Frog? Tell us how.
Tell you how? No, indeed, I shall not. Only I can fly. There shall be no frog my equal.
Mr. Frog leaped off the lily pad and over the heads of the others and landed at the water's edge.
Good morning, Swallow. Did you see any ducks farther down the pond?
Tweet, tweet, ducks? We don't know. We've been too busy building our nests. You'll have to ask the Chortles, who have just come up from Argentina. They would have passed that way.
Very well. excuse me, Chortles. Have you seen any ducks at the other end of the pond?
We're sorry, Mr. Frog, but we're too tired to stop and look. We're on our way to the North Pole and must be off at once.
Oh, dear. What am I to do? I need the ducks if I'm to fly like I did in the dream. What's that I hear? It's two wild ducks landing in the water. If I hurry, I might be able to catch them before they fly on.
While the ducks were drinking in the pond, Mr. Frog swam towards them.
Good day, my friends. I'm glad to see you.
Quack, quack. Well, we're glad to see you again, Mr. Frog. Did you sleep well this winter?
Very well, thank you, and I dreamt as well.
Quack, we didn't know that frogs dreamt. What sort of a dream did you have?
Well, you might laugh, but I dreamed that you took me flying through the air. Will you help me make my dream come true?
Us? How can we help you to fly?
Well, in the dream, each of you held a long stick in your beaks, one on each end of the stick. Then I held on to the center with my strong upper teeth.
Quack, we'd be happy to give it a try. But where do you want to fly to?
Couldn't we go to your summer home?
Oh, that's too long a trip. We'll take you over the pond several times and out over the adjoining fields.
Very well. At least all my friends and relatives will be able to see me. There'll be no question then that I'm a very special creature.
And so, while Mr. Frog searched for a suitable stick, the ducks told the others on the pond. Everyone quickly gathered, eager to see the takeoff.
Quack, quack. Well, Mr. Frog, did you find a stick?
Yes, yes, here it is. Now, you take one end and put it in your mouth, and you take the other.
You must remember, Mr. Frog, not to speak during the flight, or you'll lose your grip on the stick.
Oh, I know that. I always know what to do.
Well, then, let's go.
They all gripped the stick. Then the ducks flapped their strong wings, and they all left the ground, flying up, up, until they were far above the heads of those on the ground. Mr. Frog thought that he was in heaven and had never been happier. He felt he had finally found his rightful place, high, high above all the other creatures. He wished he could fly forever and that the ducks would take him with them. If they did, they would be the talk of the ponds and meadows wherever they went. As the ducks flew around the pond, they became more and more daring, swooping boldly and flying in dizzying circles until Mr. Frog could hardly think.
Hey, slow down!
Alas, no sooner had Mr. Frog uttered these words than he fell from the sky. Some dived to the bottom of the pond. Others swam to shore. Meanwhile, Mr. Frog tumbled round and round until at last he went headlong into the pond. The water churned from the impact. The lilies bobbed like tiny boats, and the cattails swayed, and then everything became still. In the middle of the pond lay Mr. Frog, floating on the water, the wind knocked out of him, and his pride badly bruised. One of his cousins swam to his side and asked,
"What happened?"
Mr. Frog turned his head away and said,
"I just don't want to talk about it."
And he didn't.